I am Richard from the Veggie Grow Podcast, and this is episode 152, titled, What Do I Recommend for the First Time Grower to Grow? And today is the 22nd of January, 2018. So coming up today, I've got a hell of a lot to get through. We've got the diary, as usual. Then we have the calendar. And then I've got a little bit about YouTube videos. Then I've got a question from a listener about what to grow for the first time growing. After that, I just want to mention Seedy Sunday. So that's quite a lot to get through. So let's crack on and get through it. So the diary. Been an interesting week. Now, during the week last week, DEFRA came out with flu restrictions. Not as serious as last year at the moment, but I'm keeping an eye on them. I'll add a link to the DEFRA website if you're interested in that. But my general understanding is it's more about good cleanliness and keeping wild birds or water for wild birds out so they can't get to them and it from the area that your chickens are kept in. And again, during the week, last week, I popped into a garden centre and I brought a couple of packets of potatoes, seed potatoes. Now, with potatoes, my plan this year has been to save seed from what I grew last year. So we've obviously got the home guard, the Aran pie, the shallot, Charlotte, the international kidney, Sarpo Myra, the Maris Piper, and the one that is King Edwards, that's it. So we're growing those from what I've saved, or hopefully saved, because I haven't actually dug them up. And then I decided it was time to try two new varieties to compare and see if they get along better. So I've got a variety called Blue Danube, or something like that. I can't really pronounce it. This is meant to be another blight-resistant variety, so I'll be very, very excited to see how that lasts. My next variety is called Esteema, which is meant to be a large potato, good yield, so we will see how they get on throughout the year. I'm always trialling potatoes and seeing and fine-tuning for what's best for my plot. Now, Saturday, I spent some time out in the garden. I kind of went into the greenhouse and gave it all a guttering. I then had to fix a fence panel that in the strong winds last week just kind of came apart. And I just kind of screwed a bit of wood to give it a bit of strength. I've spoken about my fences before that really do need replacing. I cannot say they don't need replacing. They do. Unfortunately, we've just got something going on that is taking priority. After that, I spent a bit of time just tidying up the vegetable patch area. The outdoor quail cage has been moved. The compost bins have all been set up and cleared away some of the sycamore root or shoots that had started growing. Just making it look a little tidier. While I was doing this, I was actually loading the van up to go down the allotment on Sunday. But then when I woke up on Sunday, I looked at the weather outside and I just went, I can't, I'm not going out. It's too wet. Not so bothered about the cold because I don't really feel the cold. That's probably hard to believe in many cases, but I really don't feel the cold. I work in freezers quite happily in just a t-shirt. I have felt the cold when I've been at minus 60. That's just me. But I'm not fussed about the cold. It was more the wet. It just spent more time sitting in the shed than actually doing anything. which is pretty much what I decided doing. So I went into my my potting shed, and I kind of, Sundays is when I normally clean the quail and the chickens out, and I just kind of opened the door on the quail, and I had an egg laying there, so I was very, very happy with that. So I've picked that up and brought it in, photos of it, my first quail egg, really pleased with it. So with that, really happy with that. I had a bit of a tidy up in the potting shed and a bit more of a sort out. And then I sowed some seeds. And I sowed this week some red baron onions and two types of chilies. And these chilies are hot scotch and sparkler varieties. So they're both meant to sow in January and germinate in the propagator. So we'll be hoping that they will grow very strong and give us some really good chilies this year. Now, the hot scotch is a Jamaican favourite. Expected to be pretty hot chili. The sparkler look more like an attractive chili plant. So that they'll be good for that, but also provide food in the form of chilies. And they're about 1600 Scoville. So pretty. I've just looked at the sparkler again just to double check, and it's actually 160,000 Scoville units. So that is very hot, actually. The hot scotch is 55 Scoville units. Or 55,000 Scoville units, I should say. Scoville units are kind of the heat measurement of chili. So it's all, I'll have to go, when I do a podcast on chilies, I'll have to go into the Scoville units and how they work it all out, because it's quite interesting, really. Now, the onion seeds I sown a couple of weeks ago, I've moved those on into the second propagator with the vent open. There was onion seeds that sown in Boxing Day, or on Boxing Day, I should say. I've moved those into a propagator without a lid on, so they're just getting the bottom heat, and they will soon be potted on in order to get them growing. Now, my tomato seeds and what I sowed last week, the tomato and the basil, are both just sprouting up and starting to show. So that is a good start. So I said all the time, it's really good to sow seeds, but it's also really good to see them start to grow. I also harvested my chickens laid an egg. So back in on time with those, so thankfully. When I got up this morning, I let the chickens out, as I always do, checked on the quail, and there was another egg laying there. But when I got home this evening, there was another egg. So I've got three eggs over the weekend. Bemused about, and I've got to figure out what's going on, is that I've got two eggs today. Now, there should only be one female in there, so it should only be one egg. So it's either I've got two females, or they lay eggs later on in the day. And the first one I picked up was actually from Saturday. This morning's one from yesterday, and today's one today. I'm not sure, but I'll be monitoring that and see what happens. So that is the diary taken care of. Now, there's not been a huge amount because of the weather. I didn't even go down the allotment. Even though I loaded the van up, it just wasn't worth going. But there was a lot of blog posts coming out over course, two yesterday, I think, including the weekly harvest report, which was only a couple of eggs and a few salad leaves. Steve actually mentioned to me this evening that he had trouble putting a comment on. I think I fixed it. But anybody has had trouble putting comments on, let me know and I'll see what's going on. Sometimes they might be held for review until I approve them. I, I've tried to set it that all are approved, but for some reason that doesn't happen. Anyway, so what does the calendar suggest for this week in the garden? It says cut back all just flowered shoots of winter jasmine to encourage strong new growth in the spring. Thin out old weak wood from climbers such as Celestris and Solarum. I don't know some of these words. Remove inwards growing branches of small trees such as crab apples and cut back hard summer flowering varieties of clematis. So that's what it suggests to do this week. Most of it is about pruning, which is interesting because I did think of doing a show on pruning, which I might do next week. I'm not sure yet. But again, there's not a huge amount about food growing, which is annoying for these calendars. I do prefer ones that are about food growing. Few and far between these days. So next, I got the bit on YouTube, and on Saturday I released a video. It was actually a really hard video to edit because I had an idea in my mind. I was using green screen and stuff. It worked really well, but it was a lot of work. No, I don't mind a lot of work, but what I've said in this video, basically, YouTube has changed its rules with regards to monetization. So smaller channels who have less than 1,000 subscribers and less than 4,000 hours viewing in the last year will not be monetized. If anybody knows what's gone on with YouTube, it's a bit of a long story. They came under fire for having adverts on people's videos or channels that aren't very nice and what have you. So they're trying to claw back ways to get advertisers to advertise on YouTube again, which is how YouTube earns its money. The downside of that is that it has made the smaller channels that I'm a big fan of, as well as the bigger ones, of course. It means they're not going to get the monetization. Now, these channels don't earn a huge amount. I would even say even the large gardening channels, except for perhaps one, does not earn a huge amount of money. We are talking peanuts. But the reality is the monetization is a bit of a incentive to get people videoing and sharing the stuff, which I like to see. And I also believe these smaller channels are where we learn the most because they're not afraid to experiment. They're not afraid to try new things. So that's why I put that video out. I gave 10 channels that I think were worthy of a mention. And I'm going to be doing like a YouTuber of the week on my YouTube channels to try and get these channels boosted. Of course, there is criteria for that. I need to know about the channel. I need to see regular and consistent videos uploaded and so on. But anyway, that I just thought I'd share that because there has been a lot of people trying to get this information out there, and that's what it's about. Right, so what do I recommend for first-time growers to grow? Well, I've actually seen this a fair bit over the last few weeks on various forums and comments on Facebook and stuff. And then I got an email from Dave who he sort of said it's his first year, he's just taken on an allotment, his first year of growing, wondered what he should grow to get food in. And he also spoke about successional growing and stuff like that. So as always, whenever I get a question, I always like to talk about it on the podcast. So I kind of said I've got a few rules when it comes to asking people what to grow because no one can tell you what to grow. You got to grow what you want. So my first rule is for the first time grower is keep it simple. as I said, he said succession or growing, which isn't a bad idea, but it can take a bit of practice and to get right. And in your first, in the first year of growing, I know when I go back, yes, sowing seeds is easy, but there's so much to do that if I went back to myself then, I would say go buy the little plug plants or the little pot plants of whatever you want to grow and not bother growing for seed from seed. The simple reason for that is growing seeds is a skill set. Growing plants is a skill set. If you go buy a plant, half of the difficult side certainly is done for you. So all you got to do is plant it and take care of it. That for me is a big advantage that we have these days. I also have a rule when it comes to growing food is grow what you eat. That's what I mean by saying, asking people what I should grow, what want to grow. You got to look at what you eat and then go through lists like that. There's no point growing tomatoes if you don't like tomatoes. There's no point growing beans if you don't like beans. That being said, I'm not particularly runner beans. They're not my favourite. I don't really like to eat them. I have started growing them in the last couple of years. One in memory of my grandfather who passed away, and he always grew them. But also my wife likes them and she'll eat them. So I may not, she will. We live together in a marriage. We have a family. I've got to provide for her and vice versa. So it is something that we grow. Now going back to what I said about buying the plants instead of sowing seeds. Sowing seeds, as I said, it is a skill set. It is fairly easy, but save that for year two. Year one, just buy the plants and grow them. Like, there are going to be a few exceptions when I start listing stuff that I recommend. But again, for me, the first year is that learning curve and things will fail. And the idea here is not to get disheartened. Things will fail. So that growing from seed, because a seed is so much harder to grow, anybody getting, oh, that didn't work, I give up. I'd sooner they had an easier life and they went, ah, that worked last year. Next year, I'm going to try and do this to grow them. And you've always got that fallback next year of plants from the garden centre. So I've recommended that is easy to grow. And I've tried to fit this in with a few things as well. Now, what I've just said about seeds, the first two items I'm going to kind of throw out the window. And my first one is salad leaves. Now, I've suggested salad leaves from seed because they are, one, they are pretty easy. Just sow a few seeds in a pot and grow. And I've also said those in a couple more weeks, sow some more. And in a couple more weeks, sow some more. That is successional sowing. Yes, it's a lot of work, and yes, it's a lot of time. Well, not a huge amount of time, but it is kind of learning skills as we go. Not necessarily a bad thing, but salad leaves are easy, so we can do that with. Now, my next item, potatoes, which again, you can buy from pots later on in the year already grown, but they're easy to grow. Just buy some sea potatoes, plant them out around Easter, let them grow, keep them watered, mound up earth around them, harvest when you're ready. And again, with sea potatoes, we can have earlies, second earlies, mains, so we can do successional sowing with that. And it's not hard to work out how to do that because they are sold under that banner. So after that, we've got, I'm looking at some easier or some easy plants that can be bought from a shop. No more seeds and or anything like that. So tomatoes are obviously a big one. They are easy to grow. Buy a plot, a garden centre in already plotted. Plant them out depending on your last frost date, which you can look up online. Off about a week or two after your last frost date, plant them, water them, feed them. You'll get a stake them, Tyler stakes in, and you'll get tomatoes. Easy. Chilies are also pretty easy. They need a little less watering, but they're easy. Peppers can also be, they can be a bit tricky, but they can also be quite easy. Just don't expect huge crops. Next, I have a couple of herbs that are very easy to grow. Mint. Buy a pot for that. Keep it in a pot, a large pot. Keep it watered. It'll grow on most soils. It's pretty difficult to kill off, to be honest. But it does spread. That's why I say keep it in a pot. Rosemary, again, pretty easy. You can put it in the ground or in a pot. Plenty of harvests from it. Not much more you can really say about it. Peas, very, very easy. You can buy it either in a pot or in soil. They will need some support, such as a netting or something, to grow up. Fair bit of watering, but they are easy. And you just pick them as they are ready. And the more you pick them, the more they produce. So well worth it. Beetroot, a root crop. Actually very easy to grow. You can buy them quite cheaply. You want them while they're still quite small because they're easier to transplant then. But as they get bigger, they're a bit difficult to plant out, but get them small and they'll be fine. Most of these have been kind of summer crops. And come autumn, late autumn, you might be looking at into winter crops and things like that. So I'm going to add kale to that list as a very easy one, although not many people are too keen on eating it. I mean, it's one of those that until you eat it, you'll never know. And most people haven't eaten it, who haven't grown it. So I like it, and there's many different types, and it does last right throughout the winter. So that is a few very easy plants that I suggest growing. Again, my rules are keep it simple and grow what you eat. And in that first year, there's no point sowing a huge amount from seeds. What I want to say, this has obviously been aimed at beginners, purely because I've had the question from a beginner. But if there's anybody more experienced that's got anything to add, please leave some comments in the comments box. Anything very easy to grow. I mean, funny enough, I can think of more easier things to grow as I'm talking, but they're not so well heard of. But yeah, if anybody else has any suggestions on that, please leave some suggestions in the comments on the blog. So my final one today, and I'm looking at the time, this is going to be a long podcast, I apologise. Final one, Seedy Sunday, an event down in Brighton on the 4th of February. I will be going, and I'm going to get there sort of 10:30 in the morning and stay there all day because around 3:30, the Gardener's Question Time is having a show there. I've always wanted to attend one of their shows. I listen to it every weekend. Bob Flower, Dew and James Wong are two of my favourite celebrity gardeners. They're going to be awesome to see them live. James Wong I've actually seen live before, and he's very, very entertaining. So, yeah, what I want to say, because I'm going to be there all day, if anybody else is going and fancies having a bit of a meet-up while we're there, get in touch. We'll see if we can have a bit of a meet-up, whether it's sitting on chairs in a little group or having our lunch or something. I don't know. We'll figure something out. But I thought it would be cool. Anyway, but I'm definitely going. And I'll be there all day. The reason I'm getting out at 10:30 is so I can guarantee I'll get a ticket, because I'm really excited to see Gardeners Question Time. Okay, so let's wrap up for this week. Thank you ever so much for listening. Any comments, suggestions, etc., etc., please get in touch on the blog, which is at thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Various Facebook pages, or Facebook page, Facebook group, other social media, and anything like that, get in touch through that way as well. If you've enjoyed the show, leave us a 5-star review. If you haven't, give us an email, richard@veggrowerpodcast, and tell me what you didn't like. I accept constructive criticism and I act on it. So until next time, please take care, and we'll see you all.